Hello, and thank you for listening to the Desiring God Messages feed. I pray that this feed of our latest sermons has blessed you over the past 12 months. Thank you for subscribing and listening and making us a part of your week. This is Tony Reinke, host from over at the Ask Pastor John podcast. Honored to spend a moment with you here today as we hear from Pastor John, who has an update for us. Our mission here at Desiring God is to multiply joy in God around the world. And over the past year, this mission took a few leaps forward when we launched our next generation vision to aggressively spread great joy in a big God to the next generation. It's a goal we're pursuing by upgrading our technology and expanding the distribution of our resources far and wide, all free of charge. But what does this look like in reality? What new products will we make to aggressively spread great joy in a big God to the next generation? To explain and to announce the launch and near completion of some key projects you need to know about, here's Pastor John.
The book of Romans in the New Testament is not just a mountain, it's a mountain range. When I was completing the 330th episode of Look at the Book on chapters 1 to 11, I came to and crested one of the highest mountain peaks in the book, namely the end of chapter 11. Oh, the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How inscrutable are his judgments? How unsearchable are his ways? Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has ever given a gift to him that he should be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever and ever. When we created Look at the Book about 12 years ago, I doubted that I would live long enough to complete all 13 of Paul's letters. And here we are with 5 chapters to go. And my prayer, my request to you is that you would please pray for me, pray for us here at Desiring God, so that we, by the end of the summer of 2026, could finish all 13 of Paul's letters, all of Romans. We love the Bible here. We believe it's worthy of the most meticulous, careful, believing attention. So join us in prayer that we could bring this to a good climax. I interrupted my work on Look at the Book last January in order to finish a little book, about 100 pages, that the staff here at Desiring God asked me to write. We're probably going to title it "We Are Far Too Easily Pleased, 15 Hard Questions About Happiness." It's a book about my burden for the next generation. 18 to 25 was when God blew up my world with the truth that God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him. So we're trying to capture that truth in a fresh way for the next generation, and we hope that the book will be ready in our hands by December of this year, 2026, so that we can give away tens of thousands of these to students at their various Christmas conferences across the country and then, Lord willing, around the world. Another milestone that we just passed in our next generation vision, in fact, just 2 days ago, I saw it for the first time, namely the relaunching of the Solid Joys web platform. Solid Joys is a 365-day short daily devotional. You can read them, you can listen to them. One of the unique things about this relaunch is that it gives you a first glimpse into the upgraded online web experience of the whole website as the renewed website is rolled out over the next 2 years, a personalized, AI-powered, multilingual. In fact, if you go to Solid Joys, just type it into your browser and get the Solid Joys page. There's a little globe up in the right-hand corner. If you click on it, it says English, Spanish, Korean, Chinese. I was just blown away by this new possibility of reading these 365 devotionals in all those languages. We really believe here at Desiring God that helping people all over the world get into the Bible every day is really life transforming. Our fiscal year here at Desiring God ends at the end of June 30th, 2026. And this gives me a great opportunity to say thank you to thousands of you, literally thousands of you, who for years or a short time have supported this work and made it possible for us to give everything away at the website free. If you can take it away from the website, it's free. Freely we have received, freely give. This has been our philosophy of ministry for 30 years, and you have helped make it happen. You know that giving things away for free all around the world, the way we do it, is expensive. It's not free for us. And you have helped cover the cost of free all around the world. And I would just ask here at the end of the fiscal year, would you consider making a one-time financial gift to us, or even better, a monthly commitment to help us keep doing this kind of free distribution of the truth we love? There are millions of people who don't yet understand the reality that God's God-centeredness, God's pursuit of His own glory, is not megalomania. And the reason it's not is because He seeks to magnify His glory in and through our being happy in Him. Would you help us spread that amazing, life-transforming message that God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him?
Yes, amen. Freely we have received, freely we give. That's our strategy. As a wonderful little glimpse into how our vision for the future is taking shape in very specific projects as we begin this new ministry year. And with all of this happening, will you help us to cover the cost of free? You can give a one-time gift or sign up for monthly giving right now at desiringgod.org/give. That's desiringgod.org/give. To encourage us in the work ahead for the next 12 months, whether you already support us or are seriously considering it now, thank you. Thanks for your partnership, and thanks for listening to Ask Pastor John, to messages, audio articles, and for watching those Look at the Book videos, reading our books, articles, and Solid Joy devotionals, for searching our site, and sharing our free resources with your friends and family. We'll see you again soon.